Hello, this is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. Healthcare is a hot topic, and while we're not going to be talking about President Obama's proposed legislation to reform healthcare, we're going to be talking about healthcare and identification. Joining us today is Randy Vanderhoof, executive director of the Smart Card Alliance. Thanks for joining us today, Randy.
Well, thank you, Zach.
Randy, there's been a lot of talk about healthcare and identification. It got mentioned in the cybersecurity bill and the federal budget. There's recommendations out from Health and Human Services. And then last week, you guys released kind of your healthcare agenda for the coming year. So if we can kind of start out by telling me, what does the Smart Card Alliance plan on focusing on in the coming year when it comes to healthcare?
Well, it's a great question, Zach, because the Smart Card Alliance Healthcare Council has been formed and active for about 3 years now. And last year was a very busy year for us because the whole identity management issue has become a hot topic in Washington and elsewhere. And the Smart Card Alliance Healthcare Council felt that there was a need to have a very high-level discussion with policymakers and industry providers on the importance of identity management in terms of how healthcare reform is being shaped and how the healthcare IT industry is going to be looking at electronic health records. Our council's really concerned that this innovation that's being driven by stimulus funds and the High Tech Act is racing towards a set of recommendations and solutions that have not adequately accounted for the issues around how are we going to identify people in this new world of electronic health information.
So, Renee, let's talk about, you know, what are the issues to begin with about ID and healthcare. Why is there a need for some sort of credential ID management system to begin with?
I think, you know, the question that's being presented to the industry right now is how do we move our medical information from a paper-based system to an electronic system, provide a way that it can be shared in a secure way, and then also be able to control how individuals within the system can gain access to that information. So there's a lot of work going into developing the breaking down of the silos of how healthcare information is structured today and trying to come up with a National Health Information Network, which is the name that's been given to this project by Health and Human Services, the Office of the National Coordinator. The vision of the NHIN to do this, you know, has a lot of momentum. There's a lot of funding. There's over $19 billion in healthcare information technology funding under the ARRA High Tech Act. So there's a lot of obviously high level individuals looking to try to address these challenges. What the folks here in the Smart Card Alliance are looking at is where is the identity management piece? Where is the two-factor or three-factor authentication necessary to safely enable an entire healthcare industry so that we can positively authenticate who has access to our health information, allow access controls by the individuals that have a need to protect the privacy related to that information, and still be able to allow the information highway to connect so that this information can be shared efficiently and effectively across the entire healthcare spectrum.
Right, because right now there's really not, well, there's no standard whatsoever. Well, I maybe shouldn't say there's no standard, but there's just nothing, you know, kind of, there's a bunch of different efforts going on out there and nothing centralized, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion, actually, because there was a fairly good document on that protected privacy and security when the HIPAA rule set was passed some 10 years ago. But A, it's 10 years old, and B, none of the recommendations were really enforced prior to that. So the industry has kind of forgotten it and chosen not to really live up to the recommendations and the specifications that were actually in the standard to begin with. You know, the Obama administration has indicated that they're going to take the HIPAA regulations much more seriously, and in fact, you know, the FTC has already moved to have some fairly strong breach notification rules should the privacy and security controls and protections that are covered under HIPAA and the ARRA Act, you know, actually, you know, if they're not followed. So there's a serious stick that's being waved by the government that industry is certainly paying attention to.
You know, one of the interesting things that has come out has been that, especially in the Office of the National Coordinator, which is kind of overseeing a lot of the electronic medical record deployments and making sure there's standards in place, they released some high-level recommendations saying that existing standards should be used. And I know that probably a lot of people in the smart card industry are seeing this as an opportunity for FIPS 201 and PIV and PIV-I.
Certainly, and the biggest challenge that the healthcare industry has to face is, you know, how do we come up with a way to identify, you know, tens of millions of individuals and millions of healthcare practitioners in a way that's going to be both cost effective and as well as meet the requirements. The challenge really is looking at existing technology that might address that. And, you know, the government spent 4 years developing a set of standards and a set of policies and operational systems to deal with its identity management challenges that were, you know, covered under HSPD 12. And as a result, you know, you've got a lot of work that's been laid, that foundation has been laid around this issue. And the healthcare community should be looking at what's already in place before they start going off and trying to create something new. I was participating in a hearing that the National Health Information Network Committee was having on identity authentication, and representatives from the government PIV program, which, you know, developed and is operating under these government specifications, testified on that committee about how the infrastructure is in place and how the standards that have been created are adaptable to healthcare, and that we, as the Healthcare Council, want to educate the policymakers that this information is out there and exists and that these standards can be adopted for healthcare.
Did you get any sense from the committee on how that was received? Did they buy into that?
I think it was well received. I think they still are grappling with the scale and scope that they have to deal with on a national basis with healthcare. You know, the reference to creating an identity credential that can be trusted in a metropolitan center like New York City, where there's tens of millions of customers and health practitioners, you know, centered together, and also Spearfish, Iowa, where there might be one practitioner and 100 people, but you have to have a system that's scalable that can reach the smallest outposts where healthcare is needed, as well as deal with the huge metropolitan areas.
So, Randy, one of the things that was mentioned in the ONC recommendations was that they use existing standards, which we talked about, but also that there not be one single infrastructure. Do you have any idea what their thinking is behind this? Why they put that line in there?
I think they recognize that they have to scale this up rather than trying to bite off the entire apple in one bite. So they can't, in good conscience, recommend a single national infrastructure to create the identities and the credentialing that's needed in order to effectively manage the entire healthcare system. So they're really looking at existing infrastructures that are in place and seeing whether or not the government can play a role, private industry can play a role, or even create a new commercial entity that could be a trusted identity broker or identity manager that that could be under government regulatory controls or standards that would allow this to scale up in a way that would still maintain some flexibility in the system so that there may be more than one entity that is participating in how this identity management challenge gets addressed.
Well, and as I said at the start, you know, this has been getting a lot of attention. You know, the ONC, HHS runs ONC, so it's not a surprise that they'd be talking about it, but the recently passed House Cybersecurity Bill also mentions healthcare and about improving privacy protection and identity management systems, and specifically calls out health information technology systems. You know, while these may be high-level mentions, do you think we're going to see some more specific legislation towards healthcare and ID stuff, or do you think that it's going to kind of stay at the level it's at now?
No, I think we're going to see a lot more, Zach. You know, the fact that the writers of that bill recommended that NIST be funded to develop this is a really positive sign, because NIST created the existing identity management standards under the current program. So they have a lot of good people there, a lot of good experience, and they are a trusted independent authority on identity. So putting the challenge to NIST to try to approach cybersecurity from a standpoint of not only healthcare but other government programs, I think gives us a lot faster track to getting a good workable solution than if we were to start with private industry alone or some other authority that hasn't had as much experience working with these challenging issues around identity and security.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you joining me on the latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
My pleasure, Zach.